to, but you definitely will. And it's right after this little jolt of caffeine. Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso on the Beat Breakfast Club. Hey, happy Friday. Like I did in like Côte Saint-Luc or an Anglophone community. Do you know how to say a paperclip in French? Hold on, Claudia. Do you know how to say a paperclip in French, Kim?
Not a clue.
Claudia?
Okay, it's not an attache-papier. It's a trombone.
Ah, because of the loops.
Like yeah, it looks like a...
Yeah.
Like she just said it. She was like, yeah, people are doing this with a trombone. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
A musical instrument?
Like, you know the musical instrument?
Yeah, I know, but...
Okay, but it's because it looks like it, right?
No.
Think about it.
Same on paperclip.
Same on paperclip.
Same on paperclip. All right, good morning, Beat Breakfast Club. And if you know me at all, you know I love to nerd out about space.
Oh, yeah.
But this isn't even a stretch for me. This isn't even... You know what? Let's get into the mood, okay? Get into the mood.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, I'm in the mood.
So, I'm not, this isn't a stretch. This was actually a discovery made less than 48 hours ago.
Okay.
Okay? So, astronomers found something new in our galaxy, in the Milky Way galaxy.
Okay.
Okay? They don't really know what it is. It could be like a collection of stars that they were there previously, that something is happening to them now. But, hear this out. And no, I'm not wearing my tinfoil hat. They're seeing a bunch of X-rays coming from one specific area, and at the same time, a bunch of radio waves from that exact same spot. But the thing is, the cycle, those signals are coming every 44 minutes.
Oh.
So there's a pattern and different types of like things coming from this one little area.
Okay, so that means that there's life there. Or is it radioactivity that's produced by the energy of the planets or the stars?
It could be. They don't know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the thing. So it could have something to do with that. Maybe the end of the life of a star, it starts putting out different stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the radio waves that are throwing stuff out there,
too. It's interesting, though, that it's every 44 minutes. That's the interesting part for me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
So I think, like, if it starts getting smaller, maybe it is, like, the end of a star's life.
Okay.
But it could be. You never know, right? It's so big.
So I'm one to believe in E.T.,
yeah,
an extraterrestrial life. Yeah. I mean, it's impossible for me that we're the only form of life in our galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to think that there's, you know, others out there.
Well, there's got to be. I don't even get me started, because I will talk. I will cancel the rest of the show and pull all the music and just talk about this until, yeah, Donna Saker comes in. I love this so much, and yeah, I follow a bunch of astrophysicists, and it's like, really. I mean, do you know how old the universe is?
No,
it's 13.8 billion years old.
Wow.
Okay, so if you really think about how old that is and how, yeah, long it takes for things. And it is just so huge, and we can only see so far back. Kim's giving me a 3-minute warning. You're talking.
Yeah.
I'm going for another hour and 15 minutes, Kim.
Well, it's just passionating. No, it's just fascinating.
Passionating.
I'm passionate about it, but it's fascinating because there's so much that we don't know. And that's what's amazing about it.
Okay, super quick question,
yeah,
and we're not bringing this any further. I'm going to, yeah, leave it here. I do want to know at 92925. Okay, if you believe aliens are out there.
Okay, yes or no?
My own doing. I'm not bringing it back. I'll let you know. I'll fill you in. I do want to know from you. And this is absolutely wild. If you have kids that are 14, would you sign this permission form that the government, mm-hmm, wants to implement?
Ooh.
Man, you're going to find out what it is next.
Coming up. Here's what's coming next on The Beat. Coming up on The Beat, when the weekends,
the beat keeps going.
Join Mark Bergman and Feel Good Weekends for 2 days of fun and all the hits.
Stay connected to the city, hear all your favorite music, and score some fun prizes.
Feel Good Weekends with Mark Bergman.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The mix and match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
TELUS Anniversary Sale is here. Get Pure Fiber Internet from $75 a month with a price guarantee for 3 years, plus no term commitments or hidden fees. Limited time, only at telus.com/deals. Conditions apply.
During the Canada Post labor dispute, the gouvernement du Québec is doing everything in its power to ensure that beneficiaries receive the amounts to which they are entitled. Checks issued by several departments and agencies are distributed in most Service Québec offices. To find out which checks will be distributed and where and when you can pick them up, go to quebec.ca/CanadaPostStrike or contact Service Québec at 1-877-644-4545. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom!
Whoa. He's exactly like his father.
This Saturday, May 31st only, spend $100 or more and get 15% off everything.
BMR. Built for pros. Conditions apply.
Hi, it's Tam, TELAID Montreal. If you need someone to talk to, I'm here to listen 24/7. It's free and confidential everywhere in Quebec. Call 1-877-935-1101. TELAID Montreal. It feels good to be heard.
The Big Top is back in Montreal. Discover the wonders of Mexico with Luzia by Cirque du Soleil. After sold-out shows, the worldwide fan favorite is here for a limited run. Luzia, only through August 24th, under the Big Top at the Old Port of Montreal. Luzia thanks its presenting partner Sun Life and official partners Air Canada, Lexus, and MasterCard. Get your tickets now at CirqueduSoleil.com.
We can come the day you call us.
We're 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Brian, I've been meaning to ask you something.
Okay, ask away.
Sometimes when we're talking, I hear a little sparkling sound.
Is it when one of us says, all you have to do is point?
There it is. Did you hear that?
That's the sound of magic happening.
Magic? Like, we can come the day you call us? Wow.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Attention, Quebec.
It's moving season, and The Brick's here to help. Upgrade your furniture and appliances now, because for a limited time, you save the tax. Get up to 40% off select mattresses, plus save the tax. Up to 15% off sofas, sectionals, bedroom, and dining, plus save the tax. And save the tax when you buy three or more select major kitchen appliances. Plus, get free local delivery on purchases over $4.99. Some exclusions apply. See in-store for details. The Brick, saving you more.
Metro believes in premium quality cuts of beef, the kind that'll have you saying mm-mm-mm all summer long. That's why we offer over 100 cuts of fresh, flavorful, tender beef from the best producers, including our AAA Platinum Plus beef, perfect for all your special occasions. So get ready to throw your steaks on the grill, marinate some skewers, and fire up the flavor all season long. Beef lovers love Metro's premium quality beef. Details and conditions at metro.ca.
Transat presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee? Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to transat.com or contact your Club Voyage professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
Well, Joe, any leads on the case?
Unclear, Lieutenant.
Unclear?
Comes with age, Lieutenant. I think I'm farsighted.
I see.
We've reframed our 2-for-1 sale at New Look. Come see it to believe it. Until June 28th, conditions apply. Chantal Gravel, optician.
Are you still searching for housing for July 1st? Do you need help with your arrangements and don't know where to turn to? Ville de Montréal provides support for low-income households in Montreal. Whether you're looking for housing, accommodation, or a place to temporarily store your belongings, we can help. We can also provide you with references for various support services. Don't hesitate to contact us. Dial 311. A message from Ville de Montréal.
It's a party at Chupa. Bring your dog for a free open house experience inside the indoor park. Enjoy 25% off all dog food, door prizes, and live fun with the Beat 925 on May 31st at 87 Oso in Saint-Léonard.
Delicious news. The McDonald's meals you love are now starting at $9.99 every day. Grab your faves like the McChicken, Big Mac, six-piece McNuggets, or Filet-O-Fish with medium fries and a medium fountain drink starting at $9.99 each plus tax. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The mix and match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
Okay, calling all parents. If you have a kid under 14, would you sign the permission form that the government is hoping to implement pretty soon? This one might be a little divisive, and it could impact your life a lot. First, let's check on your drive-in on this Friday morning.
Oh, it's a nice, easy Friday. 13 South, just bunching up a little between the 440 and Gouin. 15 South, busy around the 640, and again at around Henri Bourassa for the Met. Midwest, crowded, La Cordaire to Papineau, then it slows St. Laurent to DeCary. 40 East, you're going to pick up a little volume around Chateau Vaudreuil. 20 East has that usual crowd around Boulevard Perrault. A new A&E series proving that sometimes it's really the parents who need a timeout. Parent Wars, new episodes Tuesdays at 10 only on A&E. I'm Kim Curran on The Beat 92.5.
The Beat Breakfast Club. Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.
Oh, Hey, good morning. It is the Beat Breakfast Club. Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. And if you have kids under 14, you're not going to want to miss this one. And would you be okay with signing this permission form?
Yeah, I'm so curious to know what Montreal thinks about this. So a committee at Quebec's National Assembly is now recommending that kids under 14 shouldn't be allowed to open a social media account without their parents' consent, which means parents will now have to sign a consent allowing their 14-year-old minus kids to open up social media accounts. So this comes from a year-long study, by the way, okay? And it was done on the impacts of screen time and social media on youth. And their final report is huge. It's got about 56 recommendations in there. I'll give you some
56 recommendations.
Yeah.
Are we doing that much wrong as parents in the society?
When it comes to social media, it seems like it.
Okay.
In those 56 recommendations, you have things such as, for example, avoid screen time before bed. Keep devices out of the bedroom altogether. Be role models when it comes to screen time. That one gets to me because that is hard.
That's the I could imagine every other recommendation on the list. I could probably, like, if we had to sit down and write them, we probably could. I think that's the one that would have the biggest impact. Mm-hmm. And I notice it sometimes. I'm playing with my kids and they're busy playing, and then I'll take out my phone, I'll do something, and then they come over to want to play with me, and I hate it.
We're so caught up in it.
So caught up.
You know, and, you know, lead by example is definitely what we should be doing. So you remember when I took the month of February off of social media?
Yeah.
And I really found that it had such a positive impact, first of all, on myself.
Are you
and
back?
On my kids. I am back.
You're
and
back to where you were before.
I'm back to where I was before.
How quickly we forget.
It's just hard to do it in moderation. It's one of those things that once you start, it's hard to stop scrolling. Scrolling. And unfortunately, there are so many things that kids have access to on there that are just, it's not healthy for them. And I was listening to a piece of audio, which was really interesting. And they were putting two examples out there. They were comparing smoking to being addicted to social media. And they said, if you're a smoker and you stop smoking, your lungs will regenerate. Mm. When you stop social media, your brain does not reset itself from all the information that it was.
Is that the person that said they'd rather their kids smoke than be on social
media?
That's
the one.
Oh, man.
That's the one.
That's a bold statement, but you could understand it. Like, it's okay.
You have to unprogram everything, and that's hard.
Deprogramming your brain is like one of the hardest things to do.
Totally. Okay, so listen. So the government literally wants to implement, like, this permission form.
Yeah.
Right? This consent form for kids under 14 to be allowed to open a social media account.
Yeah.
So, two things. First of all, what are your thoughts on this? But if you disagree with this, if you wouldn't sign the form, I would love to know your thoughts on why. And if you would, why?
Yeah.
Like, this could be a changing moment in our society with our kids. And let's be real, definitely for the better.
Yeah. If I could go back, I have a 17-year-old and I have a 13-year-old. If I could go back in time, I would change the way that we did things with social media for sure.
Okay. 92925, jumping on this one. So much Lady Gaga coming up in a few. Oh. Mary J. Blige.
Oh,
yes. That's a fun throwback. Stumbling in. Here's a little sideways. It's Drake and Gordo on the Beat Breakfast Club.
Then it turned sideways. It was just my turn. Is it true? Why lie? If I dropped her name right now, she'd be too high. I bet you wanna come to Miami or come wherever I am. But you were never my girl. But you were never my girl. It was just my turn. Is it true why I lied? If I dropped her name right now, she'd be too high. I bet you wanna come to Miami
come wherever I am. If I speak truth, well, funny enough, I love you. Funny enough, I love you. Funny enough, I love you. If it makes you feel nice, I'll admit I used to love you. Man, I used to love you. But you were never my girl. It was just my turn. Then it turned sideways. It was just my turn. It's the truth, why lie? If I dropped her name right now, she'd be too high. I bet she wanna come to Miami or come wherever I am.
It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. And there's a new government recommendation when it comes to screen time with our kids here in Quebec. And they're now suggesting that for a kid under 14 to be able to have a social media account, to open one, you would actually need your parents' official consent, a signed letter, or like, you know, permission online to do that. And this is sparking a whole debate, obviously.
It is. So they're not banning social media for kids. What they're saying is the parents need to sign a consent. We got a text here. My issue is that it would be government mandated. A recommendation by the government, sure, because that's healthy. We educate the parents and the children. However, forced, no. Where are we going to draw the line? It should be up to the parents. We allow 14-year-olds to make their own medical decision. Why can't we let them and parents decide what's best?
Wow.
So I agree, but 14 years old and up, you're allowed to have your social media account. It's 14 years old and under.
It's the under part.
Yeah, under part.
What about this text? It's their struggle with social media, because it's not just about the kids. It's us, too, is what we're learning. Mm-hmm. Okay, to try to moderate myself on social media, I delete the app every time I'm done with it.
Oh.
And then have to reinstall it every time I want to use it.
You know why I love that? Because sometimes just to reinstall it is a pain.
So
you're just like, oh, you know what? Instead of like taking the time to reinstall it, to come up with my password, whatever, I'm just going to do something different than go on my socials.
How many times are you just like, you know, waiting to go into an appointment or on the street or just at your desk, and all of a sudden you just, it's a habit where you just take your phone out and you open it and you click on one of those apps. It's not for a reason. There's no intent there. It's just like mindless scrolling. Mm-hmm. That part, we get lost in it. So I think that doing that would prevent it.
Yeah, we got a text from an anonymous police officer. You do not want to know the damage and trauma that social media brings to kids, especially if they use it at a young age without the appropriate supervision. This is coming from a cop that potentially, you know, gets involved or has had to intervene in a situation with social media, something to do with it.
That is the perfect segue to this caller. So how old is your kid? And they're asking about social media.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Billy.
Joey.
Seven? Oh, Joey. Your son is seven?
Yeah, he's seven. And actually, yesterday he asked me if he could have the TikTok app on his iPad.
At 7 years old?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said no, for sure. I know that stuff that goes on that on the app, and I'm not for it at all.
And now, did he use the argument, well, all my friends have it?
Yeah, exactly what he said yesterday.
And what is it that he wants on there? That's what I'm curious about. What's the content that he actually wants to consume that, or he's saying he wants to consume at least?
Actually, I don't know, because he spends a lot of time on YouTube and all this, like the thing you were talking about last time, the Italian ring rot or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
He listens to that all the time, so I don't know. I really don't know what he wants off of TikTok so bad.
I guess he just wants to be able to share with his friends about what they also see out there. So remember when Fortnite came about? Remember back in the day?
Yeah.
We also struggled with that because Noah was like, all of my friends play it and it was their way to interact. It happened a lot during pandemic.
Yeah.
So at one point we said, well, can we play this game with you so that we know what it's about?
That's a great approach.
Right? I was like, let's do it together. Yeah. So that way you go to school and you don't feel so left out. You know what you're talking about. We introduced this game together. But it was done under supervision. And what I must say to you guys is I know we think sometimes that our kids are not on those apps, but the reality is a lot of kids do it behind their parents' backs.
You got to do a phone 100%. Check.
Yeah.
So you want to know what impact it can have, and even something like a YouTube. So we experienced, my oldest kid, Scarlett, is 5, right? And going back a few years, we would put on YouTube on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're watching one thing, if it ends and you're not paying attention, it starts something else.
Absolutely.
And we don't have YouTube Kids here in Quebec. I don't know if you know that.
No, it's true.
It doesn't run here. So what happened was she would start watching, like something with dolls.
Yeah.
And then it goes on to kids playing with dolls. And it's like you're watching people play with their toys.
Yeah.
But then there's like whole channels of it. It's like, yes, young kids playing with their dolls, but then there's adults playing with dolls. And it's like, you don't see the adults. It's a weird, weird world.
Yeah.
But to the point where it really affected me, we didn't like what it was anyways, is at some point, I started listening to my daughter speak, and I noticed that she was starting to speak with an Eastern European accent.
Ooh.
Because she was consuming so much content that was filmed in Eastern Europe.
Oh.
And I'm like, that is raising my kid more than I am right now.
Yeah.
This needs to change.
Yeah. Well, Lily Blue comes down in the morning, she's like, hi, guys. Welcome back to my channel.
Yeah, but that's exactly what you sound like. J. Blige coming up in just a minute. Here's a little Cyril stumbling in. Good morning. Okay, so every single day, we at this time start looking forward, start taking bets and wagers on what Donna Saker is going to be wearing today.
Exactly. So Donna, for the past, I think, month and a bit, has been doing a fit check every single day.
Yeah.
You see it on her socials. You also see it on the Beat BTS. But she's always looking so put together and lovely. And I absolutely, she inspires me, actually, in the things that she puts together that I would never think of. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she totally. She's just really good at putting different items of clothing together and making it look so stylish.
So it's always, it's a term of endearment from me. If I kind of make fun of what you're wearing to some degree, it means that we have a good relationship and I actually like what you're wearing.
Yeah.
It's just, it's
like the time that you told me why I was wearing a tablecloth. Remember that day? I remember that day.
I did. I mean, that looked great.
So why it was my grandmother's tablecloth.
On your grandmother's table.
Yeah.
Oh,
That was also pretty ugly, though.
You just said that if you make fun, it's because you like it.
Or I like you. I love you dearly. It was okay. It was a...
That shirt is one of my favorite shirts. Every time I wear it, somebody tells me that it's ugly. So maybe it's just like I have really bad taste.
You keep it covered in plastic.
That's why I sweat in it so much. You know what's good about plastic covering on a shirt? What? If you drop your wine, it's easy to clean.
So Donna Saker is going to be coming in. If you want to see what she's going to be wearing today, trust me, you do. It's always super fun. Just make sure you follow the Beat BTS on Instagram, on Facebook. You get the whole behind the scenes feel and look of what happens here at the radio station. I'm so mean sometimes.
You are.
I don't even know why I do it. I don't know. And keep hanging out because soon you're going to get that that little cue to text if you want to play Spit In and Out. Okay, first let's take a look at the roads.
Oh, the LaFontaine Tunnel outbound's our busy spot. It's backing all the way to Yves Prévost. Inbound, little crowded around Île Charron. Champlain, Victoria, Jacques Cartier, they're moving well. Mercier, 132 is at the lights, 138 the 207. 20 East, the Galipo, backing to about Don Quichotte. 40 East picks up volume around Château Vaudreuil. A new A&E series proving that sometimes it's really the parents who need a timeout. Parent Wars, a new episode Tuesdays at 10 only on A&E. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
Just dance for me. No need.
Oh, what a fun throwback. It's a family affair, and that's exactly what the Beat Breakfast Club is every single morning. A little family affair, and you, my friends, always have a seat at the table.
Absolutely, and you get to know all our little secrets, and I have a secret for you this morning.
What's your secret?
I'm so sore.
That's not a secret. I feel like my thighs are like just boom, 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 boom.
On fire.
On fire.
Why is it always that whenever you train, it's not necessarily the day after that hurts? It's the day after.
That's
so the second
sign.
Day after training. Ooh, woo, yeah, I'm feeling woo. It. It's called the afterburn.
The
from
afterburn.
Orange Theory
after,
Fitness.
Afterburn.
Yeah. You are going to, if you've never been to Orange Theory, I had never been. I had heard of it. I had seen the logo, seen the locations. Gotta say, was blown away by the whole experience.
It was
experience.
Amazing. So it much
was,
fun.
It was so welcoming and accessible.
Yes, and you could
an average Joe like me. That's the word.
Same.
Accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could go at your own pace, which is really nice. But you did notice, I'm sure, that the people that were there with us, it's like a sense of community. They all knew each other. Mm-hmm. So, which makes it a ton of fun. They're like, let's meet for lunch at Orange Theory and do our workout together.
And so listen, you could win a 3-month membership to Orange Theory, and one person today, from all our winners this week, could be winning a year unlimited membership at some point this morning.
So much fun. But first you have to play a little game of Spit It Out if you would like to play.
Wait, first I want to give a little hack that you guys didn't see. If you're there and you have to go, sorry, if you have to go on the treadmill,
yeah,
when nobody's looking,
yeah,
put rollerblades on.
What?
Yeah.
There wasn't the rollerblade mode.
I put rollerblades
on for your life.
And then you just hold on and then you don't have to work as hard. It looks like you're... I put the speed
you
up to
not.
43.
Oh, my
God.
You cheated.
92925. You want to play Spin It Out? Text your name now. We describe the words. Whoever guesses the most wins.
Coming up on the beat. Coming up next.
McDonald's summer drink days are back.
Which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Woo! Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
What does living your best nonstop life mean to you? Cheering on your team at that big game? A music festival with friends? A family vacation? Or maybe a vacation from your family? Live your best nonstop life with low fares and nonstop flights only at Allegiant.com.
Nonstop flights from Plattsburgh to Myrtle Beach International Airport. One way for as low as $50. Must be purchased by 6/4/2025 for travel between 5/15/2025 and 11/16/2025. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
This spring, it's time for better sleep. PolySleep mattresses are crafted to give you deep, restorative rest just as nature intended. Visit polysleep.ca or your local retailer today.
TELUS 25th Anniversary Sale is here. Join our biggest celebration yet and have more fun with more data. Get an extra 25 gigs on unlimited phone plans. Plus, deals on phones, internet, and more. Limited time at telus.com/deals. Conditions apply.
At Saint-Hubert, add a $2 scratch card to your meal and get a 1 in 4 chance to win a prize, such as a tasty treat, Saint-Hubert merchandise, or a trip to Mexico. Scratch for a good cause and support the Saint-Hubert Foundation.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello?
Hello, Ms. Campbell. You just won a trip to New York.
Yuck!
Not again.
Uncomfortable? Fenplas. Comfort at last. Save with the Fenplas 7th product free promotion. Details in store. Fenplas windows and doors. Made right here.
It's time, Montreal. Time to shake things up. To dream bigger. To build the future we all want. Future Montreal is on the move. Visit FutureMontreal.com.
This week in the IGA Flyer.
Cut.
What do you mean, cut?
cut. I was just getting started.
Yeah, I know, but the grocers just made some last-minute price changes.
Meaning more savings?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, this week in the IGA flyer revised by your grocers, family-sized fresh boneless chicken breasts are $5.70 per pound, Tossimo Nabob Cafe Crema is $5.94 for 14 T-discs, Vasco & Co. frozen smoked Atlantic salmon is $10.99 for 300 grams.
When they revise prices, they go all in.
IGA, food is everything, and so are savings. Until June 4th at participating IGA stores. Details and flyer.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes. Had a great roomie. So dependable. Great with money. Amazing what they could do with 45 bucks. And fast. Like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought,
I might not be the right person to tell you. Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know, with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom.
Whoa. He's exactly like his father.
This Saturday, May 31st only, spend $100 or more and get 15% off everything.
BMR. Built for pros. Conditions apply.
It's moving season, and the Brick's here to help. For a limited time, you save the tax. Some exclusions apply. See in-store for details.
Listen up. Let's go.
Spit it out. With the Beat Breakfast Club.
We describe the words. Whoever guesses the most wins. Up for grabs a 3-month membership to Orange Theory Fitness.
So
and
fun.
Your name goes in the draw for that year-long unlimited membership.
Ooh, ooh. Wait, ooh,
what?
Ooh.
What's going on here? What is that? I'm looking around. All right. So to see who could guess the most words, Maggie from Ila Bazaar.
Hi.
Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
Have you ever been to Orange Theory Fitness?
I have not. I've heard a lot about it, though.
Oh,
amazing.
You would love it. Okay, let's say hi to Joanna.
Hello.
Have you ever been to Orange Theory Fitness?
No, but I love going to the gym.
Ah, okay.
There
All
you
right.
go. All right, so Maggie, we did call you first. Would you like to play with Claudia or myself, Lee?
I think I'll play with Claudia this morning.
All right. Hmm. Awesome. Okay, I am ready for you, Maggie.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right, spit it out. Maggie, Claudia, starts in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, when you're sitting at the table and you're putting food in your mouth, you are?
Eating.
Yeah, Lady Gaga, Elvis Presley are?
Singers.
When you're getting married, you are going to a?
Wedding.
Yeah, there are 7 of these in a week.
Days.
Yeah, it grows on your hair, on your head. You can do, okay. When you work, you sit at a, the table is
desk.
Called,
huh?
When you're getting shipments from Amazon, they come in a
package.
Another word for box. It. Yeah. It's actually not a vegetable. It's a fruit. It's long. It's green on the outside. Ooh.
That buzzer finished a while
Sorry.
Ago. You kept going,
I was...
let alone the guess. Still going. You want to keep going?
Well, yeah. How many did we get?
You got 7. We'll give you the one that you said.
I was close.
Head.
Hanging
on by
hair.
Your fingernails there.
I was said that, but I said head.
You did.
Okay.
Congratulations. Amazing.
Well done.
Awesome.
Okay, so Joanna, you need to get at least 7 in order to stay in the game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so spit it out with Joanna. And Lee starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
It's the book that describes words.
Dictionary.
If you hurt your arm, you need a cast. It is?
Broken?
Yep. Yeah, the little insect that's in the dirt that squirms through?
And?
They're bigger. They're long. Never mind. You eat this on your birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah.
If you want to cuddle, you would... It's another word for it? Not a lion, but a...
Tiger.
Yep.
That's four.
I was looking for snuggle. That was so the other one that I was looking for, that goes through the dirt, it was a worm. It's not an insect, though. It's just I was...
Yeah, you were a loss for words there. But that's okay. You know what? You're allowed to skip, You don't have to follow
I know. You know what,
okay,
Claudia?
But you did... Lee, you did... I know you hate this game.
I hate it so much.
I know. You can't wait for Can't Beat Lee at 7:40, but this game...
I hate this game.
If you don't have
passion.
To play... I know, I know.
I really do. It gives me anxiety before we play.
I know.
I'm sweating a little bit. I feel it. It's like I just did a workout at Orange Theory Fitness.
You did well.
I feel the sweat on my brow.
But you did well, okay? But that does mean that, Maggie, you are the big winner today.
Awesome. Yeah, so a great Friday morning to start, right?
Oh, for sure. Exactly. So you...
Yeah?
Yeah?
I just have a question. Do you get to say that you beat Lee this morning?
Oh!
What's that? I think you're breaking up. I think we lost you. I think, hang up on her! Hang up on her!
Never!
Oh, Maggie, we did beat Lee this morning. You just won yourself a 3-month unlimited membership to Orange Theory Fitness. And you're qualified to win a full year unlimited membership.
Oh, I'm so excited. That's awesome.
Amazing. Have a great Friday, Maggie.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, okay. We'll be picking that year of membership winner at some point during the show. So stay tuned. Listen, we'll announce it here on the radio later on. Also, I want to give a shout out to Mark Bergman, who was so proud the other day to shoot me a text when I lost Can't Beat Lee. He was. It's like the text was written, and then instantly after the loss, it came through.
He was just ready to send
seconds.
It, right? Yeah.
It's like it was written months ago, and he was just waiting for someone to bring me down. That's it. The whole team here, we're a big family. / I hate you, Mark. 3 things you need to know is coming up real soon, including exciting news we heard yesterday that was ruined today. Completely the opposite. First, how's your drive in, Kim?
Oh, no, it's lighter than usual. Good Friday drive, 13 South bunching up between the 440 and Gwaii. 15 South, a little busy around the 640, slows due to Maine to the Met. Met West, you're going to slow Lacordaire to Papineau, then Saint-Laurent to DeCary. 40 East picks up volume around Château Vaudreuil for that ill-latoured. 20 East, the Galipo's backing to about Don Quichotte. A new A&E series proving that sometimes it's really the parents who need a timeout. Parent Wars, new episodes Tuesdays at 10, only on A&E. I'm Kim Kieran, on The Beat, 92.5.
Make sure to take The Breakfast Club to go. The Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee.
Montreal's perfect mix.
The Beat, 92.5.
Don't waste time on feeling. Use your passion.
Beat Breakfast Club has
three things you need to know.
Oh, good morning. Happy Friday. So Bill 96 will take effect this weekend, and some organizations, such as the Retail Council of Canada, are asking to extend the deadline to conform to new language laws. Now, what is Quebec saying about this? Are we going to extend? They're saying no. Because
They said no.
They said no, because we already gave you 3 years. But when Bill 96 was introduced in 2022, although a three-year period transition was promised, the specific rules were only announced in the summer of 2024, which actually only gave companies 1 year to plan for this new bill. However, so far, no extensions will be permitted.
Okay, so remember when yesterday we announced those Trump tariffs and that they're over?
Oh, yeah, that was really exciting news.
I know, right? Right? Like, yeah. Best thing ever. Yeah, just kidding. Not happening.
It's not happening.
Now they're back on. So the appeals court wants to hear from both sides, and until then have temporarily suspended the court ruling for now. So until further notice.
Because I think a lot of people probably popped open a bottle of champagne yesterday thinking that, especially Montreal companies, yeah, thinking that things were going to get better.
They might have even cracked open a bottle of Jack Daniels, like something from the States.
Ooh.
Oh, and they're like, no way, Jose. Tariffs are still a thing until further notice.
My God, you're hot and you're cold. You're yes, then you're no, right?
All right, Katie.
Okay. So the government adopted a law yesterday limiting the amount of strikes allowed in Quebec. Okay, so unions clearly aren't happy, obviously.
What are they going to do, strike about it?
So, well, perhaps. I mean, they're even calling it a dark day, but here's the thing. How many work stoppages do you think happened in Quebec in 2024?
In Quebec in last year, 150.
150, Kim?
200.
200? Try 759.
What?
The highest of all Canadian provinces.
Price is Right rules. Kim wins.
$1.
All right, so let's take a look at traffic. And this is an important one because it's potentially the last calmness before the storm that is the Tour de Lille this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Be ready for street closures this weekend. But it's Friday, so great drive. Busier on the northern side. 13 South does bunch up between the 440 and Gouin. 15 South, busy around the 640, slows due to Main to the Met. La Fontaine Tunnel outbounds at Yves Prévost, and the Met West slows Lacordaire to Papineau and Saint-Laurent to Decarie. The Great Ayoy Sale is going nuts at Super C until June 4th. 227 grams of white mushrooms are only $127 each. That's super, Super C. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
So a Canadian city threw superstition out the window last night, but hopefully it'll bring good luck. But in the meantime, what's your superstition? Text us, 92925. Devin Cole, Post Malone, all the way. Here's Bruno Mars.
Baby, don't. know it. Fellas, grab your ladies if your lady fine. Tell her she the one for life. Woo! Ladies, grab your fellas and let's do this right. Do this right. If you want like me and mine. Yeah, we got it going on, got it going on. Don't it feel so good to be us? Yeah, we got it going on, got it going on. Yeah,
girl, we got it going on.
It's the Beat Breakfast Club, and a big congratulations going out to a major Canadian city. This is big, but it's all about superstition. Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, are you superstitious?
Yes.
I'd love to hear from you. 92925.
I'm super superstitious.
Are you? You're super superstitious?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so the Edmonton Oilers, you know who they are?
Yes, they're a hockey team.
They are a hockey team.
Okay.
But congratulations, because they won last night.
Yes.
Which means they are now advancing for the second year in a row to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Woohoo!
Which